In 1960, Wisconsin primary voters were faced with choosing between two powerful candidates in the Democratic Party. One was Minnesota Senator Hubert Humphrey, who knew Wisconsin inside and out from serving right next door. The other was a senator from Massachusetts by the name of John F. Kennedy, whose Wisconsin campaign speeches were recorded for Robert Drew's 1960 documentary, Primary.
I've said on many occasions that I didn't think it was possible to be nominated if I were unsuccessful here in Wisconsin. And I must say I mean it.
Circumstances are much different in 2008, and now it's Senator Ted Kennedy who's campaigning on behalf of Barack Obama. In a phone call this week from Massachusetts, Senator Kennedy said his family had a particular affection for Wisconsin.
We always feel at home in Wisconsin. It was a major kind of force in terms of President Kennedy getting the nomination.
Kennedy is not scheduled to visit Wisconsin before Tuesday's primary, but he hopes voters will weigh his endorsement. He says one area where Senator Obama differs from Senator Clinton is on the war. He says Obama was wise to speak out against the war in advance of the United States' involvement.
It seems to me he had pretty good judgment then, I think he'll, with our help, be someone that can get us out of Iraq in the future.
It's always questionable how much endorsements matter in campaigns, and that's true even in the case of one of the country's best-known and longest-serving senators. Obama lost the Democratic primary in Senator Kennedy's home state, even though he was also endorsed by fellow Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.